Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Is Sunday a code red game? You know, going back to 2015 when Jay Gruden said before the Tampa game at home, this is a code red game. They came back from 24-0 down and beat the Buccaneers that day. Is this must win? That's part one to all of you as callers. And part two is, what's the number the winning team needs to get to on Sunday? This is the highest over-under total of the season. We're up to 56, 55.5 in terms of the over-under on this game in a lot of spots. It's the highest number of the season so far. Why? Because Dallas is horrible on defense, and Washington's pretty bad on defense. And Dallas is exceptional on offense, and Washington's pretty good on offense. So obviously people are expecting this game to be in the 30s, both sides. So I'll answer the code red part first. It's not a code red game Sunday. It's not a must win. We're too early in the season. This will be just 7 games when this one is completed. Now, it is a bit kind of code, you know, reddish. Because falling to 3-4 with Kansas City a week from Monday night, I know what the reaction will be. It'll be panic. It'll be doom and gloom. Season would feel over, especially if they were to lose to Kansas City the following week to fall to 3-5. We're not even at the halfway mark at that point, and people I know would start to jump ship. But I don't think I would feel that way, because coming back off of the next two on the road, and I think they're going to win Sunday. We'll have our predictions later on in the game. But coming off of these two on the road, the next three out of the next four are at home, and the game that's not at home is the game in Madrid against the Dolphins. The opponents are good: Seattle, Detroit, Denver, the home games. There's just too much season, too many home games, too many matchups in which Washington will certainly have a chance to win and probably be favored to win. You know, I look at those four games. They'll be an underdog at Kansas City. I can guarantee you that. They are a very short favorite right now, a 1.5-point favorite at Dallas. They'll be an underdog at Kansas City. And it's possible that Detroit could be favored here. But they'll be favored over Seattle at home. They'll be favored over Denver at home. Not by a lot. And they'll be favored by, over Miami and Madrid. I just think that while the NFC is super deep, the playoff race could set up as the NFC East being the weakest division and requiring the least amount of wins to win that automatic berth. You know, the NFC West has 3-4-2 teams. The NFC South has Tampa at 5-1, the Falcons at 3-2. Hell, the Panthers are at 3-3. All right. And by the way, can stop the run and can run the football. The NFC North, all four teams are above 500. It's maybe a good year to have the injuries that they've had, try to overcome them, try to figure it out, because they're not losing a lot of ground at 3-3, or if they were to lose. You know, Philly could be at 5-2 by the time the game kicks off, but nobody's running away with this division. The division, more likely than not, is going to require 10 wins. I think 10 might do it in the NFC East this year. Now, the one wild card is that Philly is so talented that they get it together sooner rather than later, and they end up going on a run like they did last year. And rather than 2023, when their season imploded late, the season turns around like last year, and maybe they get to 11 or 12. But right now, I don't see anybody running away with the division as teams are kind of floundering here. And Washington could, you know, could be on a two-game losing skid after Sunday, staring three in a row. It's a losable game for sure on Sunday. I don't think it's a code red game. I just know what most will say about the game. I'll give you how many points I think will be required to win the game on Sunday in a moment. But Max, do you view this game as code red, as must win?
Yeah. Well, not code red, but I said to you yesterday, it feels like a fork in the road game. Like how this could either put the arrow for the season up at a significant portion, or it could go very far. It can kind of jet down like the stock market. This defense is going to have to figure out a way to get probably like a single stop. That is all they're going to need, is one stop. If offense can keep pace and keep the ball moving against a dreadful Cowboys defense. So it is, I don't want to say must win, but it's definitely a can't lose type game or end situation.
Well, if it's can't lose, it's must win. I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. Here's what I would say. It's a really big kind of need to have, but the season is not over if they lose this game. I just don't see it that way. I could, you know, the way they're playing defense right now against good offensive opponents, and this will be the best offensive opponent they have faced, 100%. They're going to have a chance to lose a lot of games coming up, but I think they'll also be there offensively with chances to win. We'll see. The number for me is not probably as high as you think, I would say. I think 28 in a possession, heavy, long possession kind of a game. I see both teams playing a lot of bend, don't break. Sunday, trying to answer in the red zone. A lot of easy 20 to the 20-yard line, you know, 20 from your own 20 to the other 20. These days, it's not even 20 to 20 anymore. It's more like 35 to 20 because of the starting field position. Clock churning, both teams being able to run the football, possess the ball not hitting the ground much on throws. It could be a low possession game rather than a higher possession game. I see 28 being the number. I think the winner has to get to, at the very minimum, 28 points to win the game. I think if you get to 28, you're going to win Sunday. Now, if it is more of a back-and-forth, quick strike game, you know, it's 65 yards, it's a 38-yard run, you know, 5-play drives instead of 10-play drives, then 35 is going to be necessary to win the game. But I'm going to say 28 is my number to win the game on Sunday. What do you say, Max?
For some reason, I can't shake this 31 number, Kevin. It's been in my head for weeks, and it's going to happen eventually. I think 30-plus is definitely the number. I could see that going as high as 40, but I'm going to stick with good old 30 right now.
All right. Two-part question to all of you at 301-230-0980. Do you feel like this is a code red game, must win? And then two, what's the point number that the winning team needs to get to in a game that has the highest over-under of the season so far at 55.5, 56 points? Mark and Largo, kick it off for us. Code red, yes or no? How many points does the winner need to get to?
Well, since your producer just took my number, which he didn't shake, he just got it from me, 31, and I said 34, 31.
I've been saying 31 for 3 weeks.
That's fine. I'll let it go. I'll have to pick up. I got Washington winning.
It's really not, you know, an unusual number to throw out there for this kind of game.
You also said 34, Mark. That's what I have written down, but sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. No, Kevin, this is a code red game. Okay. They are 1-3 in the conference, man. You cannot lose another conference and be a division game. You could lose next week to Kansas City. You could lose to Denver at the end of next month. But you can't lose this game Sunday. You have to win this game Sunday. Because, and yes, this is a code red. And the reality of the situation is this. Washington is a better team than Dallas. They have to go down there and show it. Yes, they're hurt. Jaden Daniels has to play. He has to bring his A game on Sunday. Matter of fact, Jaden Daniels has to bring his A game for the next 4 weeks. And I hate to say it like
that. Jaden's got to bring his A game for the next 11 weeks.
Well, yeah.
This team doesn't have a chance in hell of getting to where we want them to get to, which is into the postseason, without Jaden playing Jaden kind of football.
I would agree. But I also think Bill has to be better. I also think McNichols, I think they need to get McNichols in there more. And I think he needs to be your third down back. I think he needs to get better. I think they need to find what these other guys can do. Let me ask you something. When are you going to find out who's going to play or not? Will you find out before you leave, or will we have to wait till Chris comes in at 1?
You mean who's going to be on the injury report today? Yeah, they'll have that out later.
Who's practicing today?
Yeah. That'll be when Chris is on. I don't think we might get an update before the end of the show. We might get an update before the end of the show, but I'm not exactly sure, Mark, schedule-wise, when we'll get it today.
Quickly. Jaden plays great in the dome. He's great on AstroTurf. I don't think they've lost since he's been on – I don't think they've lost a game on turf since he's played. He has more time struggling when he's playing on grass than he does on turf. I think they win this game on Sunday, 34-31, and then we'll see about Kansas City, but we'll worry about that next week. But they should win this game on Sunday. This is Jaden's game here. This is what he got to show up and show out.
But Baltimore's not grass, is it?
No.
Yeah. They did lose at Baltimore. Yeah. Last year,
but that's not regular grass. I mean, that's regular grass. So my point is,
is it regular grass, Max, or is it field turf?
It is regular grass. It's regular grass.
It is
better. Well, I'll say
it is natural grass.
It is okay. Well, then you're right.
Yeah,
he's never lost a game on non-natural grass.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I just think that'll work out better for him. So
all right, I got to move on. Mark likes to monopolize. He likes to be. He desperately wants to be my co-host. He'd be a good one, by the way. I'm not lying about that. Let's go to Frank in Charlotte. Frank, is this a code red game? And what's the point total that the winner needs to get to?
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Can you hear me clearly, Kevin?
I got you, Frank.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I do definitely think it's a code red game. I'm a lifelong Skins fan, and I do call them Skins. I don't care. But I also deal in reality as well. I mean, I don't want to be a homer, and there's a lot of homers that do call into your show that don't deal in reality. And the reality is we have an atrocious defense. And so it kind of takes me back to when, what was his name? He played for the Raiders, Ted Hendrickson. He told
Hendricks, yeah,
for the Oakland Raiders. He said, hey, look, he said, you guys keep scoring because we can't stop them. That's going to be us. That's what the defense is going to have to do to Jaden. You just keep scoring because we can't stop them. That's going to be the rest of the year.
I fear the same thing, Frank. I fear the same thing. And with Dallas and Detroit and Kansas City, they can't cover, and they make up for it by not being very good against the run. And that is just a bad combination. And it's going to take, you know, pretty much near flawless games offensively against these better opponents. And I think Dallas, because their offense is an opponent that you're going to have to keep pace with. The good news is they stink on defense. I mean, they are terrible. We're not good. They're actually worse. Thanks, Frank, as always. Let's go to Joe in Towson. Joe, code red game, yes or no? And what's the point total that the winning team needs to get to?
Hey, good morning, Kev. Thanks for taking my call, as always.
Sure, Joe.
Code red game, I would be more on your side of the fence that it's not, especially when you have Jaden Daniels and when you go on a run at some point. I think it's a very important game. I hope we win. It's going to be hard with all the injuries. In terms of point total, I think my magic number is 30. We're going to have to, I know this is cliche, but we're going to have to just outscore them because I don't see us getting many stops. And last thing before I go, my prediction for your smell test is the Chiefs or the Chargers are going to be on it. Thanks for taking my call.
I love the people. I get that now every week. The Chargers are not on it, actually. I know that it looks weird that they're favored, but that action is completely split this week. The Colts on the road against the Chargers. That's a 4:05 game. That's actually a really good game. Let's go to Billy. Billy, go ahead. Code red, yes or no. Point total that the winner needs to get to.
Yeah, but I would start off the call with, you know, for our friends in the North, just maybe a final reminder. They'd have three more
Lombardi. with Joey Flacco
at the helm.
Yeah.
It's going to be one Harbaugh never lives down. You'd have to agree with that, Kevin.
Well, I don't know, Billy. I mean, he's got a quarterback that's got two MVPs and probably should have had a third. But he has he's never been the playoff performer that Joe Flacco's that was. But yeah,
it's ironic that I think it was who was the coach? Jay Gruden that used the term "code red."
He did.
We could use Jay Gruden as our offensive coordinator. That would
oh, you don't like Cliff now?
With our current talent.
So you're not a big Cliff fan?
No, I'm not right now.
Yeah, okay.
I think there were a lot of missed opportunities over the past 2 years to take advantage of probably the best quarterback that's ever played the game in Jaden Daniels. So, yeah.
It'd be really hard to consider a season last year being much better than the one he had. Or an offense last year being much better than the one that basically carried the team to the NFC Championship game.
Isn't that crazy? Because they could be better. They could actually be better. A lot better.
Right. Well, I'd look forward to your presentation on what they should do, but I don't want to do that here in this segment. So what's the number that they got the winning team needs to get to?
You got to put up 40. Dallas's defense is obscenely bad. We should have 750, 800 yards in this game.
Well, that'd be a record. What is the record? Okay. Look it up, Max. I'm going to say that the record NFL yardage in a game is probably starts with a six.
I'm sorry.
600 and something. Thanks, Billy.
I am.
Let's go to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, code red game, yes or no? What's the point total the winner needs to get to?
This was it. They have not won, only one conference game. So there's no conceivable way they can, in my opinion, that they can win out unless they win more conference games. The conference games is a problem. They've had their victories are against two AFC teams.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the score, they're going to have to score at least 30 points, if not more, to win this game. But I wanted to talk about what happened the other night. I feel like what they're going to have to do is their best defense is their offense. They're just going to have to keep the defense off the field.
Yeah, agreed.
That means they're going to have to make more chances on third. Third and one is going to have to be second and one in Cliff's mindset, because he's going to have to play it as if you get the ball back to the team, they're going to score. That's just a reality. You don't have a left end. The team is basically letting anybody run on that right side.
Yeah.
And there's just no human beings there to do it. So.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be very interested to see what they do. With CeeDee Lamb back, who do you double? The tight end leads the league for tight ends in receptions. He's fourth overall. Javonte Williams could easily slice and dice him if they decide to go that way. It's going to be a very hard team to defend unless the Cowboys end up, you know, doing Cowboy stuff. Too many penalties. Penalties are big, big drive killers. They always have been. And in a game like Sunday, and I'll get to my keys, it's like you almost have to get a team off the field, you're going to have to hope they do something to themselves. There's a holding penalty, a phantom holding penalty, a phantom, you know, offensive PI that, you know, gets, you know, marks it back, a personal foul 15 yards, and they got to overcome first and 25, second and 20s. I mean, that's pretty much the only thing that got teams off the field last night were penalties. And it's going to be the same type of game. And obviously, the team that coughs it up a couple of times is doomed on Sunday if they don't get him back. Doomed. Anthony in D.C., Code Red game, yes or no? What's the point total necessary for the winning team?
Kevin, because of the competition in the coming weeks, this is a code Daffy Duck, not the red button game.
They cannot not the red
afford
button?
To lose this game.
Yeah.
Not the red button.
Okay.
They can't afford to lose this game because if they lose the game, basically your only path to the playoffs is to win the division. And I have no confidence in our defense to be able to sustain that kind of run. There are two things you can guarantee about our defense. If we score, the very next drive, the opposition will score. When we absolutely, positively have to have a stop, 7 out of 10 times, if not more, they will give it up. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, it's just so funny how we just, I mean, you talk about, you know, a roller coaster. But I think those of us that were being a little bit realistic about the results against the Giants, Raiders, and that Chargers team on that day knew that this could be a problem against better teams. And Chicago's not even a better, you know, that great of an offensive team. Sunday is by far and away, people, the most dynamic, the most versatile, the most talented offense Washington's faced this year. With a quarterback playing at an insanely high level and them getting their best receiver, I guess, in CeeDee Lamb back this week. Maybe there will be some CeeDee Lamb rust. Maybe the mix between Pickens and CeeDee Lamb will take some time for them to get adjusted. And maybe Washington will benefit from the timing of it rather than having him back for a third week in a row or something like that. But I do think you gotta win this game by possessing the football and not making any mistakes. So what's your number? What does it take, Kevin, Anthony, to win?
At least 34. But Kevin, what you just ran through, that's a lot of wishful thinking.
It's not a lot of wishful thinking. None of that's a reach, especially possessing the ball on offense.
No, I'm talking about the Cowboy side of it.
George, the CeeDee Lamb scenario that I just painted out. Hopefully he's got a little rust on him. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Hopefully he's not 100% healthy and he's coming back a week too early. How about that, Anthony? I got to get to a break. Bay, Ryland, Chris, Derek, stay there. We'll do one more set of calls. Is this a Code Red game? Also, the point total necessary for the winning team. Bobby Belt from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas will join us at 11, and I'm going to play something that Joe Witt Jr. said yesterday when we come back. I want you to hear it. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.